All right, well, say good morning. Our shiur this morning is sponsored by David Kahana in memory of his father-in-law, Zev ben Shlomo. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the neshama will have an aliyah. All right, well, say, so we left off. We have a lot to do today. We left off on, today's daf is Nun Aleph, 51. We left off Kidar Kena B'Kodesh on Nun Amud Beis. So we left off again, seven lines up from the bottom, Umay Taima. So says the Gemara, Umay Taima. See what I'm first word on the line is that is my Taima. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. From the bottom. Umay Taima Amar Rabbanan Bi Apsul Yeshach Reklam. We'll say, why is it that according to the Rabbanan we saw in yesterday's Gemara, that after a Bi Apsula, remember, Bi Apsula means what we call a deficient Bia. If you look at Rashi says, Umay Taima Amar Rabbanan Bi Apsul Yeshach Reklam, Zekas Yavmin, Kidisna Le'el, Ma'amar Bazu Uba'ol Zu. Remember in the case where you did ma'amar with wife one, widow one, and then bia with widow two, so the halach is that you require two gin. So why is it that even after there's bia, that there's still some zeka, there's still some level of connection to the other woman? I'm sorry? And chalitza, right, correct. Did I finish the Rashi there? Right, zicho shnei gittin v'chalitza, thank you. You need gittin for both and the chalitza. And Rashi, let's finish Rashi. V'lo amrino tiski lebalos bias beget below chalitza. And just go ahead and say that the one with whom there was bia, she should just be able to be released with a get and without chalitza. V'tipater av chaverta bebiasa min achalitza. So the Gemara says, why is that we say that? So back to the Gemara, my tamar rabbanu bia psuli yeshachare klom. So the Gemara says, amri, Ibia achar geti. So if you want to say that the bia occurred after the get, so gzera bia. So I'm sorry. Ibia achar get. I mean he gzera bia achar get. Mishum bia achar chalitza. Because then I'd have to say that you'd have to go ahead and do something because it may come to a. Sorry, let me be clear. The reason I say that you have to go ahead and give the gittin and chalitza in the case of bia achar get is lest you come to confuse it with the case of bia achar chalitza. Because we'll say, obviously, in the case of bia achar chalitza, that would be a greater problematic case. Vi bia achar ma'amar hi. And if you want to say it's a case of bia after ma'amar, gezeira bia achar ma'amar, mishum bia achar bia. Then the case of where bia follows ma'amar would ultimately be a gezeira lest you come to the case of bia achar bia. Umay tama amar rabbanon hay chalitza psula in achare haklum. And why is the rabbi said that when there's chalitza psula, we also remember, whenever you see the word psula, psula just means deficient in these contexts. It doesn't mean that it doesn't work, it just means that it's deficient. So why is that in the case of deficient chalitza that you don't have to do anything afterwards? Amri mai. So the Gemara says, because what's the issue? Ligzer, Gemara says, my ligzer, ligzer chalitza achar aget mushum chalitza achar chalitza. So maybe you'd say that you have to be gozer in the case of when chalitza follows the get, lest you come to a case of chalitza after chalitza, to which the Gemara says, kol ki hani tachlov tzvetezel, to which the Gemara says, well, say, essentially, remember, the Gemara's backup answer for when chalitza cases is just do chalitza, meaning we don't really care. You can do chalitza as many times as you want. It doesn't really have such ramification. So the Gemara says, v'tezel ligzer chalitza achar ma'amar, mishum chalitza achar biyu, atu chalitza achar ma'amar, milo baya get. And if you're concerned about the case of chalitza achar ma'amar, will that not require a get anyway? Milo baya get l'ma'amaro. Chalitza achar bia, nami baya get lebia. So, therefore, again, even in the case of chalitza after bia, you will also require ultimately a get, even though, again, bia occurred first. Okay, so I'll say all the Gemara is just answering over there is the structure of the cases of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara gets into the substance of the machlokus between Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Amar Rava, top of Nun Aleph. My time with Rabbi Gamliel. So also remember, this whole thing started with a machlokus in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Gamliel says, "Ein get achar get v'lo ma'amar achar ma'amar lo bi'ila achar bi'ila v'lo chalitza after chalitza." So remember, Rabbi Gamliel is talking about a case where you have Reuven dies, leaves behind two wives, one surviving brother, Shimon, and what happens? And now Rabbi Gamliel says, let's say Shimon went ahead and did ma'amar with we'll call them Rachel and Leah, with Rachel and then with Leah. So Rabbi Gamliel says, the first ma'amar is effective, second ma'amar is meaningless. The Chachamim, on the other hand, disagree, and they say, no, yesh get achar get, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, it absolutely, the second act is absolutely meaningful. Now the Gemara wants to try to understand what's the nature of the machlokes. Says the Gemara, so my time is Rabbi Gamliel, the Mesafkele, Rabbi Gamliel has a suffix, so the Mesafkele get, idachi ilodachi, ma'amar ikani ilokani. So what's Rabbi Gamliel is Mesupak, and what's his suffix? When let's say if you give a Yavama a get, what does that get accomplish? Does that get preclude Yibum? Does it literally push her away or not? Similarly, when the Yavam does Ma'amar, remember Ma'amar is like Kiddushin. When the Yavam does Ma'amar, is Ma'amar Kona the Yavama or not? So the Gemara says, get idochi ilodochi. So the Gemara is suggesting over here, that's Rabbi Gamliel's suffix. Let's play this out. Get idochi ilodochi. So what's the suffix about get? So remember, Rabbosai, this is a very simple case. Shimon's surviving brother gives a get now to Reuven's widow. Right? So remember, Reuven's widow, it will call them Rachel and Leah. So he gives a get to widow number one. So what's the suffix? Idochi ilodochi. So ikamadochi basra my kovit. Ikama lo dachi, basra nami lo dachi. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara explains the following. If get works, so when he gives Rachel a get, ikama dachi, if he goes in and gives Rachel a get. So we'll say, what happens essentially when he's given Rachel a get? That is the first step in Chalitza. In which case what? In which case, ikama dachi, basra my kovit. So if he already gave the first one a get, therefore essentially initiated the Chalitza process with wife number one, then what? Then anything he does with wife number two will what? Will what? Be inconsequential. I lo dachi, and again, I kama lo dachi, basra nami lo dachi. And again, if get doesn't work, if get doesn't do anything, if it doesn't do anything with wife number one, then what? It doesn't do anything with wife number two. So the Gemara says, ma'amar. What about in the case of ma'amar? I kani, I lo kani. So Rabbi Gamliel's suffix is, does ma'amar actually do anything? Is it affect quasi-yibum or not? If ultimately Ma'amar does affect a quasi-yibum, then when he does Ma'amar with wife number one, then what? Then even though when he does Ma'amar with wife number two again, it's totally ineffective and meaningless. V'ikama lo kani, and if again the first act of Ma'amar did not accomplish anything, basra nami lo kani, then nothing has been accomplished with the second wife either. So also, what the Gemara now is suggesting is that Rabbi Gamliel essentially is mesupak about the effectiveness of get and ma'amar by a yavama. But essentially, he says, no matter how you play this, if it's effective, then if it's effective by wife number one, it's meaningless by wife number two. And if it's ineffective, then if it's ineffective by wife number one, it's ineffective by what? By wife number two. Either way, there's absolutely no impact on wife number two. That's Rabbi Gamliel Shita. So Isve Abaye raises a kasha. Umod Rabbi Gamliel, sheyesh get achar ma'amar, u'ma'amar achar get. So Rabbi Gamliel agrees. That's what? There is get after ma'amar, and ma'amar after get. And I'm about to say, remember, understand what that means. So remember, when he says get achar ma'amar, he's saying over here that l'maisa, you gave a get to wife number one, and you did ma'amar with wife number two. I'm sorry, excuse me, just the opposite, thank you. Right, you did ma'amar with wife number one and get with wife number two, or vice versa, ma'amar with wife number one, get with wife number two, or the get achar bia, or again, there was bia with wife number one, get with wife number two, u ma'amar achar bia, the get, or I'll say for that matter, again, if there were three wives, elamais, again, you mixed up the order in some way there. So we'll say the point over here is that Rabbi Gamliel only seems to be in a supak when, with get achar get, bia achar bia, chalitza achar chalitza. But if you had one process and then a second process, Rabbi Gamliel agrees that lamaisa that has an impact. The imasafka Rabbi Gamliel, and if Rabbi Gamliel is really misupak about the effectiveness of these things, then what? Tehevi kabia delachatchila v'tikni. So we'll say if Rabbi Gamliel is misupak, you know, again, the one thing you can't really be misupak about is bia, right? Because again, you might not be sure about the effectiveness of get or ma'amar, but if the act of bia happened, so if he's supak, then in any of these cases where there is a bia, let the bia come along and affect essentially real yibum. The Gemara says v'tikni and let him acquire her. The hot time, because we learned habi'ila b'zman shibitchila in acharaklum, that we learned that when the bia occurs at the beginning of this process, meaning when there is bia, then l'mais again anything afterwards is totally ineffective. Ela Amra Abaye, the Olam Pshita Rabbi Gamliel, beget didochi. Uma Amar Dekoni. Rather says Abaye, Rabbi Gamliel absolutely is in agreement that what? That Lamaisa, when a Yavam gives a Yavama a get, that essentially initiates the process of Chalitza and precludes him from doing anything else with her. And furthermore, again, Uma Amar Dekoni, and when the Yavam goes ahead and gives the Yavama, or I should say, does ma'amar, that begins to affect almost a quasi-Yibam relationship. So the Gemara says, ma'amar dekani mihu amr rabbanon ha-yivama b'chad tzad mahani ba, b'chad yivama b'chad tzad mahani ba get, or b'chad tzad mahani ba ma'amar. So we're supposed to listen to this. But the rabbis essentially said that when you give a get or you do ma'amar, that obviously does not affect full Yibum or Chalitza, but it affects a quasi-Yibum and a quasi-Chalitza. So what does that mean? Listen to this. So the Gemara says, therefore, get achar get lo dochi daha dochi lekama. Therefore, Abba say, if you give wife number one a get, remember when I say wife, I mean Yavama. You give Yavama number one a get, and then Yavama number two a get, that doesn't work. Why? Because you've already initiated that process in some way, shape, or form, and therefore, again, if you've initiated that process with one, you can't initiate that process with the second. However, umamar achar ma'amar, lo kani, daha kani lekama. Similarly, you can't do ma'amar after ma'amar. Why? Because once you've done ma'amar with wife number one, by definition, you've activated that process, and you can no longer do it with wife number two. However, listen to this. However, get achar ma'amar, umamar achar get, hay milsa kadochi, vaha milsa kakoni. Well, so listen to this. On the other hand, again, the interesting part is like this. If you did ma'amar with wife number one, and then gave get to wife number two, you have initiated two different processes. So because, and again, both valid processes. Because of that, both will actually work. So essentially, Rabbi Gamliel is saying, is lemaisa, you can't activate the same process twice, but you can go ahead and activate two dissimilar processes. And most remember, at the end of the day, the reason you can do this is because neither ma'amar nor get are fully effective processes. So essentially, when you activate some part of the process, as long as that part of the process has not already been activated, it works. So to do get achar get, ma'amar achar ma'amar, won't work. But to do ma'amar achar get, or get achar ma'amar, absolutely will work, at least according to Rabbi Gamliel. For Rabbanon say, on the other hand, kol chad v'chad takinuli Rabbanon. Get umamar, umamar biyivama. On the other hand, the Rabbanon hold no, that each woman has this capacity for get or ma'amar. So because each woman has this capacity, well, in other words, what the Rabbanon are really saying is, until you do yibum, we have to look at both of these women as separate, independent yivamos. They're each a yivama, because that each of them has the capacity for get or ma'amar, and therefore according to the Rabbanon, what? You could do ma'amar acha ma'amar or get acha get. So essentially, what it seems to come down to is machlokus tin Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanon is, do you look at the individuals or do you look at the process? So Rabbi Gamliel will say, you look at the process, and in this process, you know, there's one ma'amar and there's one get per yibum unit. So once you've activated ma'amar or get in the first woman, then by definition you cannot activate that same process in woman number two. But what? You can activate what? The alternate process, according to the Rabbana, on the other hand, no, it's not a din in the process, it's a din in the individual. Each woman has the capacity for get and ma'amar. Forget and ma'amar. And therefore, the ma'isa again, you could actually go ahead and activate it in both women, one after the other. So the Gemara says, "V'hai bia psula." So the Gemara says, "V'hai bia psula adifa mi ma'amar ugreya mi ma'amar." So the Rosh Hashanah Gemara says, "This bia psula." Now remember again, what's bia psula? So bia psula is a bia that occurs after ma'amar or get. So for example, let's say he did ma'amar with wife number one, and then there was bia with wife number two, with yavama number two. So the Gemara says, "This what we call bia psula." On one hand, it's better than ma'amar, and on the other hand, it's less than ma'amar. How so? Adifa mi ma'amar di ilu ma'amar acher ma'amar lo mahani. So it's better than ma'amar. Why? Because ma'amar after ma'amar, as we said before, this coin to Rabbi Gamliel, will not work. The ilu bia acher ma'amar mahani, but yet bia acher ma'amar does have an effect. Ugremi ma'amar, on the other hand, it's worse than ma'amar. Why? Di ilu ma'amar acher haget kani lekula shiura de get, because ma'amar after get does what? Goes ahead and literally means it acquires the get in its entirety, which means that you would not be able to do ma'amar with another woman, v'ilubia achar, or another wife, I should say, v'ilubia achar get, bia after get, lo kanya lekula shiura de get, bia after the get still leaves room open to affect something with, if there was a third wife there as well. Okay? Ten rabbanan. Kate said, "Amram Gamliel in get achar get." So now the Brisa says the following: "Bosses." So now the Brisa is going to expel other Mishnah. So I will say, what we are left with right now, just to keep our eye on the ball a little bit over here, because I know this is not the easiest of sugyas, is to keep our eye on the ball over here is lemaisa that we have machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, and the machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim is again. Remember, keep the case simple. Reuven dies, leaves behind two wives. Now, again, the question happens is, what happens if Shimon does something with both of those wives? Either he goes ahead and he does ma'amar with both of them, he gives both of them a get, he does ma'amar with one, get with one, ma'amar with the other, all variations. The shaila is, what is the status? So remember, again, we have a fundamental machlokes that, remember, according to Rabbi Gamliel, so again, if you can't repeat the same process twice, so once you've done get with one, can't do get with the second, so on and so forth, but you can do two separate processes. When we say you can, obviously you can't. You're not allowed to. With the Chacham, on the other hand, say you can even repeat the same process. Now, also remember, now, what is the impact of repeating these processes? Just so we stay focused over here. What is the impact of repeating these processes? Now, remember, again, in all of these cases, one common denominator, which essentially is going to happen, we're going to see, is you're pretty much not going to be able to do Yibam with any of these women. You're going to have to do Chalitza, and in certain cases, give a get to all of these women, because usually by doing something with both women, you've ruined your ability to what? Yeah. Do Yibam with either of the women. So what's the ramification of all this? The ramification is, are you going to be prohibited to marry the relatives of the second woman? Because remember, again, once you establish some type of marital Yibam bond to the second woman, let me say it differently. It's clear always that you are not permitted to marry your chalitza, nor you're permitted to marry the relatives of your chalitza. Normally, if there are two wives and you do chalitza with the first, the second one kind of escapes unscathed, so to speak, and you can marry her relatives. You can't marry her, but you can marry her relatives. Once you do something with wife number two, not only can you not marry her, but you can't marry her relatives as well. So that's the impact of all of this. The shaila is, when this is all over and the dust settles, you know, and you give the gittin or the chalitza and you can't marry those two women, what's the nature of your restriction vis-a-vis their relatives? That's really the main issue over here. We're gonna leave time at the end for the Rambam as well. Tar Rabbanan. So we'll say, now the Gemara quotes a braisa. Quotes a braisa that summarizes this idea. Ketzad ab Rabbi Gamliel in get achar get. What's the case? Rabbi Gamliel says you can't give one get after a get. Here's the case. Shtei yivamos, and this price is much more explicit than our Mishnah. Shtei yivamos, shenafluthne yavam echad. If, again, remember, Reuven dies, he leaves behind two wives, two widows, that fall before Shimon, one surviving brother. And Shimon gave a get to both women, to Rachel and to Leah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Choleitz L'Rishona V'Asu B'Krava Seha U'Mutar B'Krava Shnia. So what's Rabbi Gamliel says, what do you do? Well, say, now once you give a get, you've precluded Yibum. So what do? You got to finish this off. You do Chalitza with wife number one. What do you do with wife number two? Absolutely nothing, because Rabbi Gamliel holds, remember, second get is ineffective. And so much to the point that what? That he is not permitted, obviously, to marry the woman with whom he did chalitza, and he can't marry her relatives. However, he is permitted to marry the relatives of wife number two. Boom, that sheet is Rabbi Gamliel. V'acham the chachamim say, on the other hand, no. Chachamim say, nasan get lezu, ulezu. Let me just see one thing here. Okay. Nasan get lezu. Good. No son get lezu, the get lezu. If you went ahead and you gave a get to wife number one and a get to wife number two, asur bikrovos shtehen, you are prohibited to go ahead and marry the relatives of either of these women, meaning each of these women take on the status of being your chalitza. However, the chalitza la'achas mehen, but you only have to do chalitza with one of them. V'chein ata omer b'shnei yivamim v'yivam ha'achos. And so too, again, the case would be the same. When Rabbi says, instead of two widows, let's say there's one widow, two brothers. Ksiv Gemara says, case, and what's the case? Amram b'gamil ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. Fine. What's the case of where there's no ma'amar after a first act of ma'amar? The Bryce is just going through all of the cases. If you have two yavamos that fell before one yavam. So remember again, same case. Reuven dies, leaves behind Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon. What happens? Va'asa ma'amar bezu, ma'amar bezu. And what happens? Shimon did ma'amar with Rachel and ma'amar with Leah. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, no sin get l'rishona. Because I must remember, once you did ma'amar with both, you can't do yibum with either, because again, remember, ma'amar establishes a connection. Once you have a connection with one, you would not be able to do yibum with either one of them. So the only answer, the only solution is to go and do chalitza. So what do? No sin get l'rishona v'cholitzla. So you have to give get, because also remember, whenever you do ma'amar, ma'amar can only be undone by a get. So you have to give a get to the first wife, this is the one who you did ma'amar with first, v'cholitzla, and you do chalitza with her, v'asr b'krovo seha, and you are prohibited to go ahead and marry her relatives. However, umutar bekrovos shnia, but you are permitted to marry the relatives of the second wife, which also is Rabbi Gamliel Shitaso, because Rabbi Gamliel holds that only the first ma'amar is effective, second ma'amar is ineffective. The Chachamim say no. No sin get l'shtehen. V'asa bekrovos shtehen. You have to give a get for both, meaning you have to undo the ma'amar to both wives, and as a result, you are prohibited to go and marry the relatives of both of those wives. However, v'chalitza la'achas mehen, but you only have to do chalitza with one of the wives. V'chin ata omer b'shnei yavmin v'yiva ma'achas. And the same would be true about, say, if the case were reversed, and you had two surviving brothers and only one widow. Okay, so Amar Mar. So we'll say that Bryce did not teach us anything new. What it just did is it elucidated a little bit more the case of the Mishnah, spelled out the cases. Amar Mar. No sin get lezu, the get lezu. So Mar said, we go ahead and we give a get to this one and a get to that. And so we'll say that would be the case, let's say, where you did ma'amar with both of the wives. So then you'd have to give a get to both of them. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, choleitz l'rishona, va'asr b'krovo seha. Rabbi Gamliel says that you would do chalitza with the first one, and you'd be prohibited to marry her relatives. Umutar b'krovos shnia. But you'd be permitted to marry the relatives of the second. Because you also remember, Rabbi Gamliel l'shitaso holds that what? That l'maisa, again, the second act is meaningless. Therefore, you'd be permitted to marry the relatives of the second wife. So Mar says, "Leme to have it to the Shmuel." This refutes the position of Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? The Amar Shmuel, "Chalatz lebaalas haget lo niftira tsara." Because Rabbi Shmuel says that if you do chalitza with the one who received the get, then lemaisa again her tsara, her co-wife, is not exempt. So Rabbi says, take a look at Rashi. Leima to have it. It's about five lines up from the bottom of the page. So leme to have it to the Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, "Chalatz lebaalas haget." Now here's the case. Naflu lefanav shtei yavamos. If let's say again two widows fell before the yavam, the nasan get la'achas mehen, and he gave a get to one of them, the acharkach chalatzla, and then afterwards he went ahead and he did chalitza with her. Lo niftira tsarasa, the co-wife is not exempt. Let me illustrate this. So again, Reuven dies, leaves behind two wives, Rachel and Leah. What happens? Shimon's surviving brother comes along, and he gives a get to Rachel. He gives a get to Rachel. And then he does chalitza with her. So Shmuel Paskins, sorry. Shmuel Paskins, the halacha lemaisa. So remember, he gave a get, we'll call it to Rachel. So once he gave a get to Rachel, Shmuel Paskins, that when he does chalitza with Rachel, that's not enough for Leah, and he has to do an additional chalitza with Leah. And I will say, why is that? If you look at Rashi, he says, Rishon deklisha zekasa, velo alima chalitza laf kuye zeka alimta de tsarasa. Because also, listen to this. Remember, we actually saw this concept before. That once you do chalitza, once you give a get to one of the women, so what happens? The bond is weakened. The bond is weakened already between the yavam and the yavama. Because of that, the chalitza that's done is not as powerful. Because the chalitza is not as powerful, it only works for the wife who got the get and who got the chalitza, but the other wife needs her own chalitza. She needs her own separate chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Baha ha ha, kevad namar begamil ain't get achar get." Nim says, "Zeka shnia shlema, the katani cholitz rishona." So Rabbi said, listen to this. So the Gemara suggests over here that in Rabbi Gamliel's case, so remember again, you're giving a get to the first one, and again, even though you've given a get to the second one, Rabbi Gamliel holds that second get is absolutely meaningless. So really what's interesting is the following. If that get is meaningless, then when you do chalitza with the first, then what? At least according to Shmuel, what should have to happen? You should have to do chalitza again with the second one because the zeik of the second one is fully intact. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold it. Rabbi Gamliel holds all you need to do is chalitza with the first one, and that's enough. So it appears, therefore, that what? That Rabbi Gamliel does not hold like Shmuel. Let me tell you, have to do Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, choletz lebalas aget, lo niftirat tzara, because Shmuel holds that if you gave one of the women a get and then did chalitza with that woman, that chalitza only works for the woman who received the get and does not work for the other wife. She needs her own chalitza. Amr lecha Shmuel, no. Ki amri ana, aliba demandi amr yesh zeka. Shmuel said, I only expressed my opinion in accordance with the man d'amr who holds that what? There is a zeka. Meaning Rabbah said that what? That there is a marital bond between the Yavam and the Yavam. Look at Rashi, yesh zeka. Alima zekasa filapaka zeka shlema eleba chalitza ma'ayasa. Rabbah said, so Shmuel will say like this, why do I hold that in that case where you gave wife number one a get and then did chalitza with her, that you have to go ahead and then do another chalitza with wife number two? That's because I hold yesh zeka, there's a marital connection, and the marital connection between wife number two and the yavam is stronger than the marital connection between wife number one and the yavam. Why? Because wife number one already received a get, so therefore the zeka was eroded, the zeka was weakened, and therefore the chalitza that takes care of a weakened zeka is not good enough to be a chalitza that takes care of a strong zeka. But however, Rabbi Gamliel suffer in zeka. Rabbi Gamliel perhaps holds, the Gemara suggests, in zeka, that there is no zeka, there is no marital bond, no marital connection between the yavam and the yavama before anything happens. Therefore, the ma'isav, there's no zeka. So even chalitza done with a woman who received the get will be enough to what? Take care of the second wife as well who did not receive the get. So the Gemara says, one second, Rabbi Gamliel suffer in zeka. Now let's play this out. If Rabbi Gamliel holds that there is no zeka, then using that logic, Rabbanan Savri, yesh zeka, then the rabbis themselves must be of the opinion, the Rabbanan must be of the opinion that there is a zeka. So the Gemara says, v'katani seifa, yet again, look at the end of the braisa, v'chin ato omer, b'shneyav min v'yavama achas. But yet again, look at the end of the braisa that said that the same halacha applies with who? With two yavmin, with two brothers and one yavama. Look at Rashi Rabbah say, v'katani seifa v'chin ato omer b'shneyavmin, d'im nasnu shneihem get. So we'll say, remember, what was the braisa case? The seifa of the braisa just said that whatever halacha supplies in the case of one surviving brother and two wives will also apply in the case of two surviving brothers and one wife and one widow. So look at Rashi. Rashi v'katani seif v'china to'om b'shnei yavmin di'im nasnu shneihem get. If let's say about in the case of two surviving brothers, each of them gave the widow a get. Choleitz la echa nehem. One of them goes in and does chalitza. V'afilu rabbanam da'amri yesh zeka sagila b'ha chalitza re'ua. Suppose they listen to this. So remember again, in that seifa case, where let's say both brothers gave a get, so what is the halacha? Only one brother has to do chalitza. Only one brother has to do chalitza. Rabbosai, if you hold yesh zeka, if you hold yesh zeka, then what? Then that should mean that if both brothers gave a get, then what should have to happen? What should have to happen? Both brothers should have to do chalitza. Why? Because since each brother has his own zeka, and each zeka has been weakened because each has given a get. So in order to eliminate their zeka, each brother should have to do chalitza. The fact that we don't say that each brother has to do chalitza, but rather one brother's chalitza suffices for both, would seem to indicate in zeka, to which the Gemara says, V'cheina to'omer b'shnei yavim v'yavam ha'achos, leme tehevi tiyufta. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, "Lema tevet yofte drava barav huna." Say that this refutes the position of Rabbi Barav Huna. Rabbi says, "Look at Rashi again. Lema tevet yofte the hot nami chalisa psulahi sha'achara get ba'al the amar." Excuse me. I'm sorry. Let me read that again. Lema tevet yofte drava barav huna amarav the amar Rabbi Barav Huna amarav because drava barav huna is the name of Rab. Chalisa psula. So say the Seifa refutes this position. Because why? Because Rab Barav Huna is the name of Rab. That if you have Chalitza Psula, what's Chalitza Psula? Chalitza Psula is any case of deficient Chalitza. So any case of deficient chalitza, every single brother has to do his own chalitza. So what's an example of a case of deficient chalitza? Where you gave a get. You gave a get first. That's a case of deficient chalitza. See over here that what? Every brother has to go ahead and do his own chalitza. Now understand, this stands in contradistinction to the Braisa, because what did the Braisa we learned just said? According to Rabbi Gamliel, what do you have to do? Only one brother has to go ahead and do chalitza, and that's it. Bein Rabbi Gamliel, bein Rabbanon, Savri, Ein Zeka. Say for Rabbi Rav Huna, we'll say the following. Both Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanon hold that there is no Zeka. No Zeka. They both pass in Ein Zeka. However, V'hacha beget achar get, u'ma'amar achar ma'amar kamiflegi. And here the machlokas is simply in the case of get achar get, u'ma'amar achar ma'amar. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Asa ma'amar bezu, u'ma'amar bezu. So for example, Samar said, if you did ma'amar with wife number one, and then ma'amar again with wife number two, Rabbi Gamliel says, no sin get l'rishona, v'chol etzla, you give a get, right? You go ahead and you give a final get. Remember, the get is to undo the ma'amar. So you give the get to the first wife, and you do chalitza with her. V'asa b'krovo seha, and therefore, again, you are prohibited to marry her relatives. U'mutar b'krovo shnia, but you are permitted to go ahead and marry the relatives of the second wife. So the Gemara says the following, michti. So let's analyze this. Kasav Rabbi Gamliel in ma'amar achar ma'amar, rishona nami tisya beim. So we'll say now the Gemara takes a step back and says, "Whoa, let's contemplate this for just a moment over here. If you are going to say that ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, so remember again, what was the solution? So remember, let's go back to the simplest case over here. Reuven dies, leaves behind two widows, Rachel and Leah. There's Shimon. Shimon does ma'amar with both women. So what Rabbi Gamliel say, you have to go ahead and you give a get to the first one. Do chalitza. Remember, the get is to take care of the ma'amar. Then chalitza to take care of the rest of the yibum situation. You're prohibited to marry the relatives of wife number one, but you can marry the relatives of wife number two, because ma'amar achamar is ineffective. Says the Gemara, why do you make it sound like the only option he has is for get and chalitza? Why don't we what? Why don't we do yibum? Right? If ma'amar achamar is ineffective, that means only the first ma'amar was effective, second ma'amar was ineffective. If ma'amar was effective, he has another option. He doesn't have to give her a get and do chalitza. Let him do yibum. So the Gemara says the following. So, michti, kasar Rabbi Gamliel, e ma'amar achamar, rishon amit tisyavi. Why don't you let the first one? Why don't you let him do yibum? To which the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Gzeira, because the concern in this case is that he may come to go ahead and do yibum with the second wife. That's the concern over here. And Lamaisa will say, of course, that would be asur. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon Azai, Rabbi Nechemya, Kulu Sfir Lehu Ma'amar Kone Kinyon Gamar. So we'll say, now the Gemara stops over here. So remember, we're still left with this Machlokes, Tina B'Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, and the Chachamim. We'll discuss, if we have time today, if not today, we'll do it tomorrow, we'll discuss who we paskin like. So the Gemara says the following. Now the Gemara just kind of goes on a little bit of a tangent. Well, not a tangent. It's all the same discussion. The Gemara just says over here that Rabbi Yochanan said the following. He said, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Ben Azai, and Rabbi Nechemya all hold the same thing, which is what? Ma'amar Kone Kinyan Gamar. I will say, this is actually very interesting. They all hold that Ma'amar literally acquires the woman in totality. And I will say, now what does that mean? Kinyan Gamar, Rashi says, Lo Gamar Mamish, Ela Kinyan Chashiv. Right? So it's Kinyan Gamar, not really Gamar, but it's Chashiv. I will say, now obviously, we knew that from the beginning, because to say that it's Kone Kinyan Gamar sounds like what? That ma'amar affects yibum, right? Or that ma'amar is yibum. That, of course, can't be true, because, you know, that's just not true. Rather, what the Gemara is saying over here is all of these rabbanim hold, all of these opinions hold, that ma'amar affects a real kinyan for the woman. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel hadamra. So we'll say, Rabbi Gamliel, we spoke about already. That's why, according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no ma'amar after ma'amar, because ma'amar affects full and complete kinyan. Rashi says, Hada amar ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, amal chashiv kamala mikne kol koach ma'amar. So the fact that he says ein ma'amar achar ma'amar indicates that the first ma'amar is kona. Fine. Beis Shammai, what about Beis Shammai? Disnan, shlosha achin. We'll say, we actually had this case before. Three brothers, shnai mehen nisun l'shtei achayos. We'll say, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, ve'echad mufna, and Shim and Levi is single. What happened? Meis echamim bali achayos, Reuven dies. Remember again, we'll say one more time. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three brothers. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Levi is single. Reuven dies. Reuven dies. Meis echa mibali achayos va'asa ba'mufna ma'amar. And Levi does ma'amar with Reuven's wife, with Reuven's widow. Okay? Then what happens? Va'achar kach meis achiv. And I will say, then what happens? Then Shimon dies. So now, what's the story over here? So Levi now has already done ma'amar with Reuven's widow. And now again, Shimon's dead. What do we do with Shimon's widow? Now, I will say, obviously, he can't do anything. The question is what? Now he's got two women before him who are sisters. He's done ma'amar with one and nothing yet with the other. So what does Beis Shammai say? So Hasheni, Beis Shammai says, Ishto Imo, his wife is with him, i.e., the one with whom he did ma'amar is considered to be already his wife. V'halozu teitze mishum achos isha. And the other woman, we sent her off, not even Chalitza, according to Beis Shammai, because again, Lamaisa, she is achos isha, she is wife, sister, and therefore Lamaisa again, she's exempt. Rashi says, V'halo teitze af mina Chalitza. So we'll say, what do you see from there? That according to Beis Shammai, what does Ma'amar do? Ma'amar literally affects almost marriage, right? Ma'amar quite literally, again, not full Yibum, but pretty close, because again, since he did ma'amar with Reuven's widow, therefore when Shimon dies, Shimon's widow is not even in the parish of Yibum because she's considered to be the wife of his sister. Next, Rabbi Shimon. So what did Rabbi Shimon say? This Sanya, Amrlu Rabbi Shimon, the Chacham. Rabbi Shimon said to the Chachamim, "In Bias Rishon Bia, Bias Sheni Eina Bia." So Rabbi Shimon said that if the Bia of the first one, I will say, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says over something very interesting. What's the case? The case over here is the Kamana Paraka Isha Rabba, Ben Teish Shanavi Omechad, Haba Ayivimto, V'chazer Uba Ben Achiv Ben Teish Shanavi Omechad, Ale Psula Ayado, the Bias Ben Teish Shanavi Kemaamar Shavi Rabbanon. V'habile ma'amar achar ma'amar mekudeshes af l'sheni u'psula al rishon k'rabbanan dar miyesh ma'amar achar ma'amar. So let's listen to this. So now, the halacha is the following. They have the interesting case, which is, let's say again, you have two surviving brothers, each of whom are 9 years old and one day. Now the chap of 9 years old and one day is that a bia of a 9-year-old boy and one day is considered to be a real bia. Any child younger than that is considered not able to affect a full bia. Now, both say, now what do you mean a full bia? It obviously can't be yibum because lemaisa again, he's not a bardas, right? He's still a child. He's not an adult, but the bia itself is still considered to be an act of bia. So the Gemara essentially says, we're going to get into this, will be a sugya later on, but essentially what the Gemara is saying is that the bia of a 9-year-old child in one day is essentially halachically like ma'amar. It's like ma'amar. So therefore, again, let's say there are two surviving brothers, both 9 years old in one day, and they each had bia with the widow. So the Gemara says the following: from Shimon says to Chachamim, in bias rishon bia, bias sheni ein bia. If the bia of the first one is considered to be a real bia, then the bia of the second one is ineffective. In bias rishon ein bia, and if the bia of the first one is not effective, bias sheni nami ein bia. Then the bia of the second one is also not effective. V'ha bias benteisha shavi rabbanon. And yet I will say the bia of a 9-year-old is considered to be like what? Is considered to be like ma'amar. V'kam Rabbi Shimon eina bia. And Rabbi Shimon says that lamais, again, it's not bia. So again, what do you see from here? You see from here that lamais, what the Gemara is saying is like this, is that if that bia is going to go ahead and be effective, then the only reason it's effective is because it's betoras ma'amar. It's not effective because it's yibum, it's effective because it's ma'amar. Look at Rashi. Ki ma'amar shavi rabbanon, da'ach itayin peraka isha, asa bias benteisha, ki ma'amar begodol. V'kam Rabbi Shimon, bias sheni eina bia, ama ma'amar rishon chashal liknos kol koach mara. So what does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says that the first bia is effective, the second bia is not effective. Why? Because essentially that first bia is like ma'amar. What do you see from here? You see from here that ma'amar is effective. I will say, again, remember, we'll spend significant time on that case by itself. We're just trying to prove that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that ma'amar is effective and ma'amar is kona, king and gummer. Ben Azai, what about Ben Azai? Disanya, Ben Azai says, yesh ma'amar echa, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, Bishne Yavmin Viyeva Ma'achos. So Ben Azai says there is a case of Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar in a case of two surviving brothers with one Yavama. The Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar Bishne Yavamos Viyeva Ma'achod. but there is no ma'amar. There is no ma'amar. I'm sorry. Ve'ein ma'amar achar ma'amar in a case of two widows and one yavam. So the Gemara. So look at Rashi. We'll say. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Ve'ein ma'amar achar ma'amar b'shtei yavam mos yavam echad. The kol koach she'tiknu chachamim b'ma'amar kana b'ma'amar rishon loshem mori. So we'll say. So again, what Ben Azai simply holds essentially is leaving aside the first case. In case number two, where there is one surviving brother and two widows, he holds that what? In ma'amar achar ma'amar. Why? Why? Because Lemaise, again, when he did ma'amar with the first wife, what does that do? That's kona kinyan gomer, and therefore Lemaise, again, the second ma'amar is meaningless. So that's the proof that Ben Azai holds that ma'amar is effective. Last one, Rabbi Nechemiah. What does Rabbi Nechemiah say? This nan, Rabbi Nechemiah omer, achas bi'ila v'achas chalitza, that whether there was bia or whether there was chalitza, bein betchila, bein be'emtza, bein besof, ein achareha klum. Rabbi Nechemiah is of the opinion, interestingly enough, Rabbi Nechemiah is of the opinion that if, this is really going back on the Mishnah, that if at any point of these multiple ma'amars or these multiple gittin or any of these cases, if he had bia with one of the women, or if he did chalitza with one of the women, that affects Yibum, and chalitza affects chalitza, and everything else is off the table. So the Gemara says, aye, but v'ha bia psula. But Rabbi say, any time you have a bia that occurred after get or after ma'amar, that's called a bia psula, a deficient bia, which Rabbi say makes sense. In other words, if you've already done something with one of those, see, essentially what we understand Rabbi Nechemiah Shita is that essentially where there's bia or there's chalitza, that's the, what are they called? Not the game ender? That's the, right?
The whistle's gone.
Right? The game, right? That's it. It's over. Because again, once there's bia, once there's chalitza, so you've engaged in a biblical protocol. So I don't care whatever you're else doing, you're doing with mama, you're doing with get, those are all rabbinic. Once this, so we'll say, but the chap over here is, let's say you have cases where he's done ma'amar with one woman, or given a get with another woman, and with the first wife, let's say, and then does bia with the second one. And Rabbi Nechemiah says that works. He's effective chalitza, and that's it. There's nothing more to talk about. So which the Gemara says, understand that's called the bia psula. And yet we know that bia psula is kema'amar shavi rabbanon. Rabbi will say, a bia psula, a deficient bia, is essentially like what? Is essentially like ma'amar. And yet what? V'katani ein achareklum. And yet, Rabbi Nechemiah says that once there is even this bia psula, which is like ma'amar, that ends the story and whatever, and essentially that ends the story and brings this entire process to a close, which essentially shows you that what? That ma'amar is kone kinyan gomer. All right, so we'll stop over here. So again, just on the see what we ended off with over here, all we just brought down, and we did everything rather quickly, I apologize, is that l'maisa, that there are all of these opinions who hold, Rabbi Gamliel really started this discussion, but all of these opinions hold that ma'amar is kone kinyan gomer. Ma'amar is kone kinyan gomer. And remember, we are still left with the machlokus between Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim as to whether or not we hold ma'amar achar ma'amar or not. All right, Tamirat Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow.
What can we say?